Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. You guys want to party with us today in the LA Talk Radio studios? As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What do we mean by that? Basically, just to live a happy, healthy, wealthy, enjoyable, happy lifestyle. Man, that's what this really is all about. As you know, each and every single thought that we think, action that we take, intention that we set, or expectation that we place upon ourselves or others is constantly manifesting. What do we mean by that? Well, our brains act as transmitting and receiving mechanisms in the exact same way that a radio tower is transmitting a specific signal. And if you want to tune in to classic rock and you're in Los Angeles, so you're in the vicinity of the KLOS 95.5 signal, and you want to listen to classic rock, you go to 95.5, you will hear that. Right? So in the same way with brain frequencies, when you emit a certain frequency, your reality, therefore, in return, projects and reflects the exact vibrational equivalent of what your frequency is. So that, in a nutshell, means the more happy, fun, exciting, abundant, luxurious, beautiful aspects of life that you focus on, the more of that you're going to get. The more depressing and regretful, guilt-filled, painful, suppressed experiences that you focus on, that's what you're going to get more of. So here on the Vibration Station, we have dedicated our lives. Yes, our lives. Because that's what it's all about. We have dedicated our lives to offering you new ways of approaching this human experience, new ways of understanding how to embody your highest and greatest self, how to embody a greater joy. Even if you're having a terrible day, how do we find the mental space to get back into alignment with our joy? As a matter of fact, there is no one better on this planet that could explain and go into a greater depth and detail of exactly what it is that we are talking about here on the show today than the beloved Dr. Michelle from On the Couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Davey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show. It is such a pleasure. I love, as I say, every single show that I have with you. I absolutely love having you on the shows. You and I have such a magnetic flow with each other. We really, really vibe off of each other. And your profound wisdom and understanding of you know, the psychological aspect of the human experience, along with your understanding of, you know, the physiological reactions that our minds, our body, mind, spirit actually triggers within the body, you know, physiological meaning releasing certain chemicals, how certain thoughts affect the body in a physiological way. So with your knowledge and wisdom in a collective pot being stirred with my understanding of, you know, spirituality and consciousness and the quantum facet of the human experience, you bring those together and you really find clarity. And once again, I know I always say this, but we bridge the gap between science and spirituality. So I thank you so much for being
here. Oh, it's my pleasure. This is fun.
Oh, it's a blast.
You know, I love talking about this with you.
It's a blast. Oh, I love it. And I love you, Doc. By the way, guys, if you don't already listen, then you are missing out. I got to tell you, every Friday at 11 on LATalkRadio.com, of course, Channel 1, check her out, Friday at 11, Pacific Standard Time, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. You don't want to miss it. Really, really important and valuable information that she shares with us. And thank you, Doc, for taking your time share.
My pleasure.
Host your show and share.
You know, it's early. It's before the World Series, so I'm all good.
Yeah. before everyone starts getting drunk and crazy.
That's right. You're funny.
Well, hey, Doc. So I wanted to kick this off with a question. Okay, we'll start there.
Yeah.
So as you know, we'd previously discussed last week how today we are going to be talking about how to get through day-to-day stressors. You know, we're always talking about the big picture of things. We're always talking about in the scheme of things, how to live an overall happy life, how to essentially, you know, manifest the things that you want most, which is all well and good. And yes, we have hosted many, 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 many shows revolving around that topic, approaching it from different aspects. But something that has recently come to light in my life, which was shared with me through someone that I love very, very much. She shared with me, take every day as it comes. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about a week from now. Don't worry about what happened yesterday or a week ago or 6 months ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 50 years ago. Don't worry about it. Let it go. And this is a theme that I have recently been doing my best to adopt into my day-to-day life. So, for example, if you're feeling stressed and you're feeling overwhelmed, let's say, you know, the number one thing that a lot of people are struggling with is finances, money.
Right.
So let's just use that as an example. Now, of course, you can apply this to any facet of life, whether it be relationships or the perfect job that you're manifesting or money or manifesting that house or that car, whatever it is. Whatever it is, you could apply this to anything.
Right.
But the basis is, do you have enough food for yourself and your loved ones today? Yes. Do you have enough money to put gas in your car to get to where you need to go and home today? Yes. If you don't, do you have a means of making that happen? Yes. What can I do today? Or better yet, is there something I can do today that will bring me closer to that in which I wish to experience? Yes. So instead of focusing and being consumed by, I don't have this, and, oh, I might have enough to put gas in my car today, but I don't know about tomorrow. And yes, I have enough food for today, but I don't know about tomorrow. And, you know, instead of worrying about tomorrow, just realize and recognize that every single day you are being taken care of, and the creator, the source, God, whatever you want to call that energy of creation, the all that isness, the universe, the cosmos, whatever. It is all providing, right? It is eternally abundant, infinitely, exponentially abundant, and waiting to give you the abundance that you've been asking for. Not just abundance of money, of course abundance of money, but an abundance of life experience. Anything and everything you've been asking for. All you got to do is kind of get out of your own way and focus on the now to now moments. Be present in the moment. Be grateful for what you have in that day. And therefore, you will start opening the vibrational cords to be an equivalent to receiving even more. So, Doc,
Yeah. Now
that my rant is over, I want to get straight to you.
You're right. You're wise. It's true.
Well, I learned a lot of it from you. What I want to say, Doc, is what would you say is one of the best tools?
Yes.
Because you're like a tool master. You have all the tools for everything. It blows me away. There's been so many times I'll say, hey, Doc, I'm feeling a little stressed or I'm feeling this. And you'll say, okay, this is what you're going to want to do. You know, close your eyes, breathe this many times, listen to my voice. I'll coax you into a meditation. Yeah. So you're really, really amazing at that. And you're also amazing at giving people tools to take home, right? To where they don't necessarily need to be on your couch, physically or metaphorically, or through cyberspace. So would you say is one of the, or some of the, however you'd like to answer the question, best tools when you are in the moment stressed, in the moment frustrated? How do you let that go, and how do you get into the receiving mode, as Abraham Hicks would call it?
Wow, that's a really good question. There are so many ways we can get into these states of changing our day. In, you know, when I was posting this morning, I said, you know, I'll be talking about sort of getting off the hamster wheel and changing up our thoughts with you today on your Dave's Good Vibration Station show.
Yes.
There's different ways that we can do it, and it has to work with everybody and feel good, you know, in their own way. But what I was really studying recently, you know, because I see every day people who come in to my office and they complain that they're on this hamster wheel. It's
right. Crazy.
I mean, they're so stressed. They're working. A lot of people I see are in the entertainment industry, so they're working 10 to 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in production or you're in whatever, marketing, PR, whatever it is, in Los Angeles, you are glued to whatever you are working on, whatever project it is or show it is or whatever.
Right.
But they don't want to quit these jobs because there's so many people who want to be in the business. And other jobs, too, tech positions, you know, everybody's always waiting to get, you know, there's a big line waiting to get a good job. And they're stressed.
Yes.
You know, it just seems like it's becoming increasingly more accepted that the root of our physical and psychological problems are because of our perpetual state of stress we experience from this.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just, oh, it's modern survival mode.
Yes.
But, you know, it's so funny. I was reading this information that the psychologist, her name's, at Virginia Commonwealth University, Dr. Bailey, said, well, a lot of people say we're living in an age of anxiety. That
we are.
Actually, we're living in an age of depression.
Wow.
Now, that's interesting to me. I went, huh, that's what? Why is that coming in so heavily in the studies that are going on? You know, what's the thing with depression?
Right.
And the doctor, Dr. Bailey, says, it's a chronic and fearful obsession about future problems, okay? Depression reflects a kind of resignation and pessimism about resolving real or imagined adversity. And it often questions the worth of ourselves.
Mm.
You know? Who am I in, you know, like comparison to other people in social media?
Right.
You know? I mean, it's right now, this is the big one. Everyone's comparing themselves to other people.
Right.
That's what it's all about. It's a big race. And that leads to anxiety, of course, and depression,
right,
which I'm seeing as well.
Right.
So how do we overcome those things? how do we take care of those things?
It's a phenomenal question.
It's always our thoughts and feelings, right, Davey, are outward focused. What's out there? I'm reading what everybody else is doing. What are people doing? Outward focused. The real thing is to become inward focused, not in a negative way, but to be so okay with, like you said right at the show, beginning of the show, every day step by step.
Right.
Do I have enough money for a meal? Do I have enough, you know, am I clothed? Am I comfortable? Do I have a roof over? The basics, you know, we have to just take every day step by step and be grateful.
Yes.
And this is the biggie.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you what a couple of things that I learned.
Yes.
If you don't mind me going on here.
No, please. This is why I invited you on the show and cherish and honor that what you share with us.
Thanks. So the thing is that, okay, there's so many schools of thought to really taking charge of our own body and our mind. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just going to tell you one that I learned from Tony Robbins.
Let's hear it.
And everybody knows Tony, right?
Everybody knows Tony.
Come on, he's cool. Tony used to be so practical and wonderful and, you know, empowerment. And Tony's very spiritual. And so what I learned, and also from interviewing Dr. Joe Dispenza, who is an amazing neurobiologist. He was on What the Bleep Do We Know. Remember that movie?
Absolutely. I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. Actually, Doctor, that was Dr. Michelle, that was one of my favorite shows, not only of your shows, but of all internet radio, of all talk shows that I listen to. And I am being a radio show host, I am heavily involved in listening to a lot of talk shows, podcasts, internet talk. I mean, I'm all over the board. And I got to tell you, your shows with Dr. Joe Dispenza were profound beyond description. I really, really, I mean, talk about getting deep into, you know, understanding how to use the law of attraction and the laws of vibration to your benefit. I mean, talk about an impactful show. Yeah, it was really, really cool. And you've had him on a couple times, actually, which is awesome.
Yeah, he's, you know, his latest book is Becoming Supernatural, right? How Common People Are Doing the Uncommon. So he goes into the mind, as does Tony Robbins. He does self-awareness, self-healing. And it doesn't take a yogi. I mean, we don't have to, you know, become, you know, Mother Teresa or Paramahansa Yogananda. We all have it in us to just take care of ourselves. We take care of our minds, which takes care of our bodies because they're connected. So just to make it simple, if we're on you know, the treadmill every day, right? Whatever it may be. We've got things, we've got responsibility, we've got jobs, we've got family, we pay bills, it's all crazy. But yet we want to try and socialize, we got to stick that, and we need to go to the gym, we need to, I'm trying to eat healthy. And we're trying so hard to do everything and become relevant to everyone else. We need to become relevant to the power within ourselves.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it's having just kind of true insight. You know, it.
What do you mean by that? When you say having true insight,
It's like having the power to reconcile and feel calm about who we are, and understand that we're connected to everything. And I'll get into that just a little bit. And just finding peace within ourselves, as you said. So we are not susceptible to comparison to others,
right?
To low self-esteem, to being defensive and misinterpreting what others say, or to fear. We have to try to get ourselves into a state of being okay and just allowing and living our lives at a little bit of a slower pace.
Right.
I mean, there's so many miracles going on that keep our bodies, our hearts pumping and our blood flowing and our brains working. And that's a miracle in itself.
Yes, it is. That's something I say all the time to people that I speak with through my social media company.
Yeah.
People reach out to, we have these things called clarity call services where, if you don't have the money for a psychologist and you want to just speak with someone that is a licensed life coach, but also understands spirituality, right? We do these things called clarity calls. One of the things that is actually one of the topics that I'm always sharing and impressing upon, the clients that I have for the clarity calls, and it's very profound, and it's an important concept to really harness and apply to your life,
I love that. So I think it's really awesome. What is the name of that?
You're so sweet, Doc. It's at via. It's on Instagram at divine.mind.tribe. So it's divine mind tribe. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing.
That's very, very. Wow. Thank you, Doc. Thanks for the plug.
Oh, that's great.
You're so sweet.
Oh, no, that's nice. We'll get back to my point here, I guess. But good for you.
Thanks. Thanks, Doc.
So here's the thing that I do that I learned from Tony Robbins, and I sprinkled in a little bit of the teachings from Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Beautiful.
This is what I do every morning and every evening to get myself queued up for the day, to become more insightful about my feelings and what's going on, so I am clear, so I'm not clouded by my own ego and fears and worries. It cues me up to live in the now and just take life as it's coming in like an adventure.
Yes.
And what better thing is that than waking up every morning and looking at life like freshly, as an adventure. Like, okay, not in an aggressive, angry way, bring it on.
Oh, of course,
like
no.
An ancient
adventurous.
Warrior would do.
Excitement.
Inspiration. Waking up excited and saying, this is, wow, thank you. So when I say thank you, let me just tell you what I do. Again, learned this one from Tony Robbins. And it depends on, how much time you have. So I suggest everybody get up a little bit earlier. I know somebody said to me the other day, but I get up at 6 in the morning to go to work because I have to get on the freeway. And I said, then get up at 5:45.
Okay. Yes.
Just give yourself 15 minutes earlier.
Yes.
And I suggest you go out on the patio so you can breathe the air. Go out wherever you might have exposure to the outdoors, if you can.
Yes.
Wherever you live.
Of course.
And if you could sit, that'd be great. You don't have to lay down or meditate or anything like that. Okay, this is not, I'm not, like labeling this as meditation. So what I'm saying is that the first thing that's the most important thing after waking up.
Okay, yes, yes.
Is thinking positive thoughts. How do we do that?
How do we do that, though? See, that's the, I don't mean to cut you off, but I just, what you said right there is that's the hiccup, Doc, is waking up and yes, okay, let's think positive thoughts. But then all of a sudden you get bombarded with having to respond to emails and things that aren't going right in work. And then, I'm just speaking from personal experience of what I've experienced in my life and what I've really needed to put a lot of focus in harnessing my ability to not get overwhelmed with that stuff, along with also hearing this from, people that I work with and I talk with and clients and patients and stuff like that. So that is the hiccup, right? If we could just wake up and feel positive and feel good and stay in a good mood, we would be able to attract everything that we want instantaneously. I mean, with tremendous ease compared to, having all these conditions getting from where you are to where you want to be, but I have to do this and this and this and this and this. So the point is, how do you wake up and not allow yourself to become bombarded by everything that the day is demanding of you, right?
All right. Here's what happens.
Let's hear it.
We wake up from the REM stage, usually.
Yes.
REM, rapid eye movement, they call it.
Yes.
That is the usually last stage, you know, when we're cycling in sleep. Usually, hopefully, we're not awakened abruptly from a delta, really deep state, which is, you know, from a noise or someone banging on the door or the phone rings or whatever. That's okay, too. My point is when we wake up in the morning, we're pretty refreshed, most of us. Even if we don't get a good night's sleep, we've been refreshed somewhat.
Yes.
Okay? So we wake up, and before going to the computer, before looking at our phone, I'm serious, hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Before anything, okay, fine, you want to turn on the coffee or get your tea or whatever you do, get your energy drink, whatever you do in the morning,
right.
Fine, grab that. Go outside, go wherever you can out to breathe the air.
Yes.
Sit in a comfortable place and just relish the fact that you're still waking up. Don't start thinking about all you got to do.
Right.
You need to give yourself this time and start to control your body symptoms, because when we first wake up, our heart rate has been resting in a resting situation, and our, you know, pulse and all that. Blood pressure is usually lowered.
Sure.
What we have to do is slowly come out of it, but you need to kind of not start racing. Don't get your heart racing again. These thoughts about gotta do's, and keep your heart at a slower rate. Keep your body still relaxed. How do you do that? You go sit and you breathe in through the nose.
Right.
And out through the mouth really slowly.
Which essentially would be, you know, a form of meditation, right? And
a form of meditation. And I hesitate to say meditation because a lot of people attribute that to I'm going to meditate.
Right. No. And you know what, Doc, I'd actually love to take a moment and really squash any misunderstanding behind what the definition of meditation really is. So just listeners, for you guys out there, when we refer to meditation, we are not necessarily referring to crossing your legs and chanting, although that is a form of meditation. Yes, of course. But meditation is the act of doing anything, literally anything, that in result to that action is clearing your mind. Meditation is doing whatever you can to stop the thoughts. For example, I was watching an episode on Hulu of Ancient Aliens. This was night before last. And basically, they were talking about, it was so deep, such cool stuff, just how, you know, they found binary coding they found binary in the air, in the quantum field of everything that surrounds us, and with these little photonic light particles, there's actually binary coding, so it all could be a computer program, and whatever, the human experience is a computer program of consciousness. Okay, so that's not the point. The point is, they had Deepak Chopra, who actually I had the pleasure of meeting and spending some time with, which that was phenomenal. I love Deepak. What an amazing man. And it was probably one of the most profound experiences I ever had, was being able to chat with Deepak for a little bit. Deepak Chopra was on this Ancient Aliens episode, and they hooked him up to an MRI brain scanner, right? So then they could see there was four different frequencies. There was four different, obviously, thresholds for the vibrational frequency of the mind, of the brain. So you have, as you know, theta, alpha, beta.
You have alpha, theta, delta, and then REM, and then there's
right.
You know,
so,
even a gamma, a deeper one we're talking about, right?
Right. So on the screen, there was four. All right. So there was four.
Right.
I think it was, you know, alpha, data, beta, and gamma. Something like that. I don't know. Whatever.
Now, beta is consciousness. That is you and I, hopefully.
That doesn't matter. The point, that's totally irrelevant. The point is that there was four different vibrational brackets.
Right,
okay.
Right.
They hooked Deepak's mind up, put the little stickers on his head to get the MRI result. They, you know, then just looked at the brain activity without doing any form of meditation. And they said, okay, well, it's lighting up here, it's lighting up here, lighting up here. And then they went on to explain, you know, the red or the yellow or the green spots are activity. Red is heavy activity, yellow is mid, or I'm sorry, green is mid and yellow is lesser activity. They then ask Deepak, and they see, you know, they see all the parts of the brain lighting up. Not all, but, you know, light here, light here, light here, light here. The brain's very active. All of a sudden, they ask Deepak to enter his state of meditation, which he calls cosmic consciousness. So when he enters cosmic consciousness on the MRI scanner, you can actually see this part of the brain. Now, first of all, the moment he entered meditation, about 10 seconds in, there was zero activity. The brain, all of the four brackets, all of the four brains in each of the four brackets of frequency were blue, which means no activity. Blue is zero activity. Okay? So he calmed his mind, which means that there was actually, there was no brain function outside of this part in the very back of the brain, in the back right. All of a sudden, you saw this very bright red light up. And that was the visual cortex. So
he's
literally stopping his brain and putting all of his thought energy into visualizing, which therefore brings him into a state of least resistance and therefore into a state of meditation. So, the point being, Doc, meditation is anything that gets you to enter, in Deepak's terms, that state of cosmic consciousness. Anything to release your resistance, to not focus on the stressors or the things that are causing anxiety or the things that are causing you pain, even if you are in pain. I know it's so hard. It is so difficult. And I know this from personal experience too. It is so difficult to be in so much pain and still have to go on throughout your day and have a smile on your face. On top of that, think positive so you can attract positive. It almost sounds impossible, but when you learn how to control the mind, when you learn how to focus your energy in ways that benefit your mind, body, spirit, and the connection between those three, you activate and invigorate your higher self. You allow for a fuller, brighter, more vibrant, more attractive, not just physically, but also spiritually, to attract more things into your life, person. Right? You become a new person. So I just thought it was really cool, you know, with the Deepak thing. And then the back of his brain lights up and the scientists were blown away. They were like, oh my gosh, that's like, what a powerful mind, you know? And he actually talks about how entering that state, and I'm not going to tangent off on this too long, but this is just cool for the listeners to know and to understand. When you actually go into a state of meditation, when you do enter that state of cosmic consciousness, you are transcending time and space. And this is something that Deepak also talks about. He actually, I went to his book signing, the new, his You Are the Universe is the name of his new book. And I actually, I'm about halfway through. And what he talks about in this book, You Are the Universe, is that you literally, contained within you, contained within your DNA, within the very, on the atomic structure of your DNA, is the entire, it's all the information, the entire vast cosmos, all time, all space, all anything that the universe has ever experienced, all multiverses, is in you. You have access to that information. It is a part of you. You are the universe. And then he goes on to say, this is what the Akashic Record is. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Akashic Record, it is a essentially the iCloud. You know, we all know what the cloud is, where you upload your information into a cyberspace, into a digital space where you can't see it, smell it, hear it, taste it, touch it, but you know it exists because you can, you know, log in and see your pictures and your music and stuff. Same thing like the iCloud, where it's a non-physical cyberspace where information is being held. I mean, we're talking hundreds of billions of terabytes of information is being held, if not more, trillions of terabytes of information. Same thing with the Akashic Records, but for consciousness. So in the same way that you can log into your iCloud and get this stream of, you know, information, you can, with your consciousness, activate or metaphorically log in to the Akashic Record through meditation. And when you do that, that is when you have the ability to control past, future, and present. And that's basically the scoop of it.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's really true. God, you know, it's funny. So you nailed it. So if you want, I'll go ahead and walk you through what the teaching is about, just sort of centering ourselves to get into a good place so we can just be more aware every day and get in touch with what you were talking about. Just being more grounded, just being fully conscious. You know, you were talking about Deepak getting into that state, you know, using, you know, as the occipital lobe of his brain was lighting up. I mean, he's shutting out the stimuli in his eyes.
Exactly.
And he's going to visualization in his head by closing his eyes. So that's a huge, you know, cool study, and that's exactly what's happening.
Yes.
So we can all do that, by the way, and he's just pretty skilled at it. So into going into other places and manifesting things. But so what Tony suggests we do and what I do every day, when I get up in the morning, first thing, just come out of sleep, no disturbances, no negative thoughts, just go get whatever your comforting, soothing, you know, tea, coffee, energy drink. Sit in a place where you can look outside, whether it's a patio, whatever you can do. Try to just go out in a place. If you have no place to sit, you sit on a lawn and breathe in the air. And what you do is you breathe in through the nose. You do this about 7 to 10 times. Breathe in through the nose slowly. You know, hold it a few seconds and breathe out through the mouth really slowly. You know, and you and I have done this on your show with the breathing and the, you know, imagery work. So
we do
this really slow breathing every morning, because what you're doing is you're just keeping your heart rate slow. You're lowering those autonomic symptoms and keeping comfortable.
Right.
So if you do this every morning, now what you start to do is allow yourself to do three main forms of thought.
Yes.
So while your body's relaxed, what you do, number one, the most wonderful thing that we need to do is be grateful for some things in our life. You don't
have to
go to the whole, everything in the whole world. It can be the smallest thing in the world.
Right.
I'm so grateful I woke up.
Yes.
You don't have to be religious. You don't have to.
Of course.
You can just be grateful to a higher power.
Right.
Whoever that is.
Right.
You can just be grateful to the higher power within you. You can be grateful to your God, whoever that may be.
Of course, of course.
But it's giving energy to acknowledging gratefulness instead of going to a negative place in the morning.
Yes.
Instead of going to, oh, I have to deal with that jerk at work, or my manager's a jerk, or my partner and I have been arguing. And first thing you do is get up and say, well, you're breathing. So grateful for just waking up. Wow, I'm grateful that actually I have a good family. I'm grateful that I have whatever.
Right.
Do maybe five thoughts of gratitude.
Yes.
Okay. Just make it easy. If you got a lot, great. But you just take your time and focus while your eyes are closed and you're breathing deeply on those things. Okay, focus on those things. Stay calm. Now, when you finish, say, maybe five things that you're grateful for, and you really mean it, you're not just saying it like just to say it. you picture those things, whether it's your partner or your body being healthy or just being in a beautiful environment or your child looking at your, whatever it is, go in your imagination and picture it while you breathe and are grateful for it, each one.
Yes. Okay.
Number two, after you've done your gratitude for about five things, go back to your deep breathing again. Take a few minutes and breathe. Okay, the next phase of this is what you do is you do a little prayer. And again, I don't care who you're praying to.
Of course.
You could be praying to nature.
Sure.
Absolutely. Whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Your God, Jesus.
Or the higher
the
self. You know, that's
higher power.
That's one thing that I just don't mean to interrupt, but I do want to interject just because this is really profound is, you know, who you pray to, what you pray to, it really revolves around what resonates most with you. And another thing to keep in mind, guys, when it comes to prayer, of course there are external non-physical energies and entities that are with us, that love us, that are guiding us, providing for us, showing us and lighting up the path for our highest and greatest good. But also something to keep in mind, it is all you. All these entities and beings and angels that are guiding you, they're actually versions of you in a different vibrational signature of time and space. So they love you as they love themselves because they are you. We are all one. When we ascend to a specific vibration that is high enough, we have the dissolution of ego. And all of a sudden, when the ego no longer is with us and the ego dissolves, you become interconnected with the all that is this. You become a part of the quantum web. So the all is one and the one is all. Point being, when you choose to pray to whoever you want, whatever you want, but recognize that the power is in you. That's the thing. Recognize that there is a higher version of yourself which is present within you right now. You were born with this self. This self wants the best for you and is the best version of you. So one thing that I like to do with my invocations is not only do I call in, you know, I will do these things a lot of the time, especially if I'm hosting a ceremony or I'm doing some very deep, deep healing with purging and stuff like that. I will call in my angels. You know, I say I activate and I allow and I do call in the energy of Archangel Metatron, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel. You know, I'll just go through my archangels. And then what I'll also say is, I understand that I am you and you are me. As I treat myself well, I treat you well. As you treat yourself well, you treat me well. And I recognize that I am my highest self. As I pray to myself, as I pray to the great creator within, I embody the great creator within. I am the great creator within. It is not something outside of me. It is in me. And it's up to me whether I choose to access it or not. And through praying to other entities that are actually just a vibrational equivalent to you and that are you in a different vibrational time and space, that's all well and good, and that's beautiful, and I do the same thing, and I really encourage that, and religions all around the world do that, and spiritual practices all around the world do that. But do not neglect. I would never want to say not or do not. I highly invite you. I encourage you not to neglect the fact that the higher power lies within you.
That's right.
Nothing else. You're not. There's no external being that you need anything from, although they can help you and guide you. It is you. It is you. It always has been, and it always will be. It's all you.
That's right.
So just wanted to put that in there.
Right.
Wanted to make that very clear.
That's true. So in that prayer phase, the second phase of praying to whoever, you know, whatever, like you said, it's, you know, that we can connect to that consciousness of goodness and love and, you know, forgiveness and all that, whoever that is. Again, so the second phase in our mornings after our gratitude exercise for maybe 3 to 5 minutes is relaxing in between that and then moving on to your prayers. And the prayers are,
right,
you can say, please, higher power or whatever. But I always don't do that because it sounds desperate. And
exactly.
It's almost like you know it's not there.
Exactly.
So when you focus on what's not there, the universe keeps focusing back on you.
Of course, of course.
What I always say is, I pray for the health of my family.
Yes.
I pray for joy coming into the lives of my son.
Yes.
And his wife.
Yes.
And their child. I pray for, you know, that kind of thing. So I pray for peace.
Yes.
Whatever it is, you
it's
know,
beautiful.
I pray for.
And
you know, not, oh, please, God.
No, exactly.
Now, I have a family member who's going through an illness right now, and I say I pray for the complete health and healing
yes.
of this particular person. I say that.
And
you know.
So, and something,
then after your 3 to 5 minutes of prayer, breathe.
Yes.
And the very third aspect of it, okay, is creating what you want. So you're grateful for the now in the practice. You're praying and wishing for those and yourself, the love and goodness happening. And then the third phase is that you are creating your future.
Yes.
So the third phase involves, and you think about this, you know, you can write these things down at night to plan your morning kind of,
sure.
you know, relaxation
sure.
imagery, meditation, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
And you just, again, dedicate a few minutes to this. And whatever you want to be doing, whatever you see yourself in the future doing, I want you to take that moment to imagine it.
Yes.
And be there. So if you're looking for a particular job, okay, let's just say that. Take those moments after you've said your prayers, breathe.
Yes.
Take a little downtime. Then go into imagining yourself where you want to be in the near future. Okay.
Yep.
Imagine yourself, seeing yourself walking into, let's just use, I don't know, a job interview or something, because I have a lot of people who come in to see me who say, oh, I'm really nervous about a job interview, and I really want to come off well, and I really want this job, whatever.
Of course.
So I say, imagine yourself being there. Make it so palpable, so right. perfectly real.
Right.
You know what you're looking like. You,
right.
You park in a great spot. You walk into an office.
Right.
You get up into this office.
Right.
You see yourself interviewing and being really sharp and
right.
happy and looking good and
mm-hmm.
saying the perfect things and having all those qualifications
mm-hmm.
and feeling confident mm-hmm. and be there and feel it.
Yeah.
So do one thing at a time that you want to envision in the future. If it's, I want a partner, I want to find a love partner for the rest of my life, then envision that. Envision yourself going to some kind of a gathering and meeting someone.
Of course, of course.
And they're perfect.
It's all visualization.
Talking,
and it really
you
comes.
You are creating in imagery what you want.
It really comes down to how much you can surrender to that, right? It's all well and good to visualize, but the disconnect for a lot of people is not only visualizing, but feeling the emotion of what it's like
right.
to be there. So you can visualize all day, but if you don't attach that emotional condition to what it would feel like to actually experience it, then you're not really maximizing your potential for, you know, using the law of attraction. One more thing, Doc, that I did want to just touch on. In the second step, when you were saying, as opposed to saying, please, God, give me this, or, you know, because it sounds desperate, something just to keep in mind. Another thing that I've noticed is when you say, I pray for, just like how you were saying, you know, I pray for the health of this. I pray for my loved ones. I pray for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Depending on how you say it, that also, and actually this was taught to me by one of my masters, one of the masters that has taught me
yeah.
spirituality. When you say I pray for in the same way, it kind of almost alludes to the fact that you don't already have it. So
right.
something that I was taught at a very young age was say, thank you for. So you're thanking for something that you that tangibly you don't have yet, but vibrationally you already have, and you're giving your thanks for that. I like to say, thank you for giving me opportunities to amass the millions of dollars that I know I deserve in this life. Thank you for giving me the unconditional and exponential health of my loved ones, and so on and so forth. Doc, we got about 10 seconds before we got to wrap up here on the show. I just wanted to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for taking your Sunday afternoon and sharing with us all of your phenomenal, just such tremendously high-tech information. I love you so much. It is just just amazing and such a pleasure to have you on the show. And hey, listeners, make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1, Pacific Standard Time, 11 o'clock in a.m., Doc, love you so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your wisdom. Also, guys, make sure to check out her website. We're looking at Talk Show Therapist, right? Or no, I'm sorry, Straight Talk Doc. Straight Talk Doc.
That is my Gmail address if they want to write to me about the show. And perfect. My website is TalkShowTherapist.com.
That's the one. TalkShowTherapist.com is the website, and Straight Talk Doc at gmail.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle. I
welcome,
love you,
baby.
With
take good care.
All of my heart, and we'll probably see you next Sunday. We love having you on the show. Awesome.
Hey,
all right, Doc,
pleasure.
Thank you so much. Hey, listeners, all the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours, from our hearts to yours. I want to thank you guys for participating and actively and deliberately choosing to live a happier, healthier, wealthier, more abundant, and fulfilled lifestyle. This is your life. Take it by the horns. Focus on what brings you joy. Manifest the life of your dreams, because you have the power of creation flowing to you and through you. You are beautiful, magnetic, and majestic. Blessings to you guys, and see you next Sunday. Peace.